Hey everybody, this is Trippy Tommy for the Trippy Cupcakes podcast. Thank you for listening to our Dungeons & Dragons playthrough through Lusylvania with my friends Dizzy, Sabbath, Big Green, and myself as Atreyu. We love you guys. Thank you for listening. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Trippy Cupcakes Podcast and on Gmail at Trippy Cupcakes Podcast. Hit us up anytime. We are looking for people to come on and be guest characters. Hopefully you guys know a little bit about D&D. And also, we love you. Have a great day.
Hello and welcome back to the Trippy Cupcakes podcast. I'm your resident DM Lunchbox, and I am here with your main hosts.
What up?
And also, what the fuck is going on?
And also with him.
Oh my god, I'm just trying to eat my pizza.
And then the big Sasquatch himself.
Sabbath, the king of Sasquatches. Well, technically queen of Sasquatches.
And then the shell daddy.
Big Green, creaming the killer bugs.
Hell yeah.
Big Cream.
And the last time we left you, you guys tracked down this monster, which you had no information about. And then you... go to a campfire and you gathered information, and then you proceeded to violate them, tie them up, and then leave them there. After you got the information, a lot of it, basically you got everything you could, you went in the town and then looted a shop. You found a pretty good amount of stuff, found, I think it was like 50 gold and some amount of silver,
health potions, yeah,
and some amazing health potions.
Gold. Yeah.
And then you decided to go to the tree, but decided to cut through town. And then during the middle of it, you got ambushed. Quickly shut down by a charm person spell. Which if anyone at home wants to go against that ruling, I was put in a corner and I'm a new DM. Fuck off. But you stopped his attack and then made him spill his guts.
And then we literally made him spill
and
his
then
guts.
You shit stomped the little
about
kid.
It, we didn't know he was humanoid.
Yep. So once you did that, Big Green got the killing blow, and ended up with a little surprise, a little shock in your pocket that only Green, Big Green knows about.
Mm-hmm.
After the spider died, and then before behind you, you hear a voice call out, said, "Well, that's a wee bit of fun." That was right then, lads.
Whoa, what the fuck are you doing there?
Oh, who the fuck are you?
I'm Jameson. How are you?
Jameson, we're...
Like the whiskey.
Well, we just killed this fucking bug that murdered this whole town, apparently. How did you sneak up behind us?
Oh, never mind that. Better you seem real take a big of the crack and going out, Gavin.
Big Green comes out of his rage. He's so confused. What are you on about?
Did you stutter?
All right, lads, let me set it down for you. I like what I see. Fearsome, you took down this thing. No hazard, not even a fight. You didn't have to lift a finger. You made it your friend. And killed it, quickly.
That was some shenanigans, I gotta say.
How would you like a job? Not contract to contract.
But we just did a job, so we are free. What exactly do you have in mind? He said monster hunter, so...
Hit us with the details.
Is there a monster?
No, look, I have a company of monster hunters.
I see.
Like a union?
Do you have a card?
Actually, yes. And he throws you a little like piece of cardboard. And it says Jameson. Weirdly,
written in Sharpie.
Yeah. Yeah. Quickly done.
The fucking E's look like backwards threes and shit.
You might think he's a sorcerer because he might have subtle spelled quickly to make a card and then throw it.
Holy shit, it's David Blaine.
Yeah. But no, I hire monster hunters because we have a big company.
If you had a big company,
I smell fish.
Would it be on freaking cardboard?
Oh, well, listen,
but you know what? I want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, I'm always open to new experiences. What's the pay generally?
How's the coin?
So you were hesitant for if you want to do an insight check to see if he's lying or anything. Ooh. You can do that.
Yeah,
both of you can if you want.
Yeah, or, no, we both kind of look at each other with our reptilian faces on this like, nah, this feels sketchy. Yeah. Y'all are definitely feeding into it. Sabbath and Dizzy are definitely like leaning in on it.
Ooh, I got a 10.
I got a 3.
What am I doing?
What plus?
Insight.
Oh, in sizzle my noodle.
Yours isn't probably gonna be any
good. It was either that or I was gonna choose whoever got more insight. I got 10. Advantage.
I got 10.
Where's insight? 3. So 3 and 3, 6.
And what was your
10. Insight? I got 5. So
take,
plus 5.
Take 10.
Oh, you have 5 insight?
Yeah.
Oh, then I would have chose you for advantage.
Oh.
Shit. Oh, do that. You roll it in, because that's what I was gonna do anyways.
15, 20.
Alright, yeah. You see through his entire soul. He's not lying.
Oh, God, I trust him. Look, he seems to be shooting, you know, straight from the hip. So yeah.
Tell us more.
Hey, what about the pay? We just asked about the pay.
I'd do at least 100 a week.
Gold?
Yes.
That's it?
Per monster?
Well, listen, what if we were overall? We're, you know.
We're a per job kind of team here.
I got this old ass fucking hammer. Do you, like, do, like, magic item trade-ins for, like, a big monster if we could go one of those?
Listen, ladies. If you come with me, I'll make sure you have weapons they can just get bitten's with.
Okay. All right.
Mm.
Yeah, this guy's fucking weird. But all right.
I like his energy.
Yeah, I'm down with this. So where's, like, your base? Where are we going?
Well, if you want, I can take your laddies to the casino. They have a resort there and all that, and you can take your load off.
Do you own the casino?
I'd have worked for it. It's a part of the company. Resort.
Savage's big impulsive face just grins and he's like rubbing his hands.
In the company.
Gambling. Gambling. Sasquatches love gambling.
Oh, no, I deal recruiting.
Okay, so you're not like the boss. You can't like
make big deals. I look for that. He's like for yourself.
You can't make Big Green a big deal. Is that what you're saying?
Big yes.
Okay, all right.
So what do you ladies say?
I'm in. Look, we don't have any jobs anyways. This whole fucking town is screwed. The world's screwed anyways, but like this town especially, that fucking bug, man. Also, guys, my fucking the thing I found in the shop, it started to glow. I couldn't open this box. I want to try to open the box. See what's up. Also, actually, hold on. I'm going to ask the dude. Hey, my dude.
You seem like to be a magician. Yeah.
Yeah, you're the only person we've seen around here, other than those dudes like 45 minutes that way that we tied up, and they're still there. Hopefully that fire burns for a while. Anyways, do you know like what this box is?
He looks down at it, and yeah, he definitely knows. He looks at it and goes, oh, that's a bit of a thing you got there, laddie.
What is it, man?
It's the deck of many things.
Okay, more?
Bringer of treasure and ruin.
Okay, so...
He said
it's
ruin.
It's a gambit, laddies.
He said ruin.
What do we do with it? How do I get riches out of this thing?
Well, from what I know, one of you laddies pick out a card. It's a gamble what you get. Could be good, could be bad. But each card can only be pulled once.
So, do we want to do this before we head off with old boy?
I would make it a recommendation and say no.
No? All right. Well, I'll
take you to the resort.
I'll put away. I put them in like my most secure, like, I put it up in my shell. Like, in a, I have a section.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
This is like
up it is, in bro. There.
I would say that would be at least like a DC 19 stealth to even get it out.
Yeah.
Because that is your shell.
Okay.
So you go take it all to the resort.
Oh, yeah.
Great place to relax.
Yeah, I'm down.
How do you feel, Diz?
You know, I could probably.
All right on then.
Sabbath?
I say we go.
Well, it's an astounding 4. Right. But keep me away from the slots and the tables. Us dragons, not good with money.
Greedy. You want me to take that 25 gold that I gave you earlier?
I would
take 25 gold blowjobs before I hand over this money
you
to you.
You gave him all the 50. You better.
All right, y'all taking the piss? And he snaps his fingers.
And
then you all appear inside of this, which would be just a luxurious hotel. But you can see off into the side, like Vegas style, like casino stuff over there, lights and all that.
Can I see, like, is there like a pool?
You would definitely just, even by the, like, sheer fanciness of this place, there's most definitely a pool.
Alright, Big Green's gonna just run into the pool and leave everybody else to talk to the dude.
Alright,
he sprints, just
out of here.
Do you rage so you get taller and everything? You just charge, or
is there like what, is there any barriers between me and the pool?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like you would have to first probably find it, but you know for a fact there's a damn pool.
Is there like barriers I can crash through,
Kool-Aid Man style?
Oh yeah.
I will do it with a advantage performance roll, and if you fail, I'll make you pay gold.
Yeah, the crowd.
Big Green's chilling for a while. He's been using his rages too much anyways to hold him.
He's tired.
He walks to the pool.
I can imagine taking a shell off and he has the old man.
He was really tempted, like he smelled like the pool water. He was like, he thought about his money.
All right on, lads. Well, I'll leave the next decision to you. Do you want to go up to your rooms and find that and deal with that? Or do you want to go have fun in the gambling hall?
Is there a bar?
Definitely so, sir.
You guys will find me there. Keep me away from the gambling tables. Whatever you do, I will gamble away our very souls.
Buddy system, lads. Very important.
He's gonna get drunk and then try to avoid gambling. Alright.
he's gonna go to the casino.
He's gonna gamble because he's drunk.
Well, I'm by myself.
And what are you trying to go to the bar with me?
Big Green had a drink recently. He had his fucking...
He's got his jollies on.
Alright, Dizzy, what about you?
You going into the casino with the boys or hanging with me at the bar?
I'd say it's pretty much those two. Because the room's now out of the question.
Yeah, Big Green will go to the casino too.
I want to start fighting, so the bar.
Oh, okay.
So we go to the bar together.
Is that where the fight's going to be? Because I'll go to the casino and start a fight with an old lady.
I thought she was about to do that shit. Now, all I hear is, I want to start a fight. I was like, oh shit, shit's about to go south.
Okay.
So you expect me to have your back if we're going to a bar fight?
Right, well, I figured maybe you start the bar fight because you always start something.
All right, so Big Green and Sabbath to the casino.
Alright, so you guys go to
the... So now we got a split story here, y'all. It's getting wicked wild!
Alright, and you're going to the bar. I'll deal with the
I take Dizzy with me.
Alright, you're taking Dizzy
with you? We skip down the hall like schoolgirls.
Alright.
And every person that looks at us funny, I give them like a snarl like a dragon and say, what?
Alright, just so everyone here at the table understands, and you at home understand, what this moment in time right now where you guys are splitting, we're going to put a pause button on it. And then everything that I'm going to follow one of you guys, and then at a certain point, I will follow the other side, and they're going to be happening at the same time.
Right.
So,
same time frame. That's
the thing, you know, like Flash, you know, that. Yeah. So the same 5 seconds is going to happen twice kind of thing.
Okay, that's fine. Well, yeah, obviously you guys are going to be doing something simultaneous is what we're doing. Yeah.
Okay.
We're just splitting the tribe for the night because we're feeling different vibes. Okay. And I know that my greedy dragon ass doesn't need to be there, and I'm hoping... Dizzy will help me stay out of the casino.
Yes. But the, you still have to go near the casino. You guys have to walk kind of side by side for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Then you have to, like,
I figured we would say our farewells, and we would be like, all right, well.
Yeah.
And then we'll say what time we're going to meet up later at the night or XYZ, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
As you walk next to each other for that brief amount of time, all of you get to see this, you know, the various other casino games and stuff like that. There's the... Average slots and stuff like that.
Average sluts, you say?
That too. You don't know. There is a back room with a curtain. But there are an experimental kind of game machine where it's kind of like Dance Dance Revolution. But
oh, hell. I should have fucked around. Went in the casino.
But instead of arrows, they're magic circles.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
And all you see is Bloodbath Dome.
Sounds fun.
Bath Dome. Oh. Alright, so I'm fucking looking over to Sabbath. And I see both our fucking elbow as we're walking into the casino. Yeah, we're gonna hit fucking Bloodbath Dome when we go in there.
Okay.
However you wanna put it, who's first or whatever, but I'm
yeah. Alright, well let's have a little bit of combo as we're walking, because we'll say there's a T there. We go to the right. There's the bar.
So yeah, you guys
go to the you go forward into the large part where the casino's at.
Okay.
So yeah,
we're in the dive bar part of the front where you just find the sketchiest, scummiest fucks because it's a It's a casino bar.
Okay, right. So you guys are still next to each other, and you guys are deciding to do the game.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm you like, guys do fucking are deciding bath. To do the bar.
Yep.
Okay, so...
We're both the meatheads, so that bloodbath sounds good, I bet.
Yeah, two of the biggest guys and the strongest. But, say, you guys are going to go to the machine, and you see that on the screen, it kind of has a, you know, a payment system, you know, enter coins to go in, and it's one gold for a play.
Okay, is that for both of us, or is it two gold for both of us?
One gold per person.
Okay, all right, I don't think...
Is it a duos money. Game?
I don't have any money, I don't think.
Oh, wait, no, you got 10?
Yeah, he
has. You're, start you're out covered. With 10. You're covered, homie.
Cool. Yeah. So you both can do that. So if you want to play, you would minus one gold.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. So at that moment... Oh, 1 second. At that moment, I'm going to hand you guys some cards. I will leave it up to Big Green to, well, I guess Jake, to sort in between them to put in a bracket. You know, hard, easy, light enemies.
Okay.
You should know what's happening.
Okay.
Yeah, monster fight.
Okay. Nice. Okay, so you guys are so more like two, a death dome?
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, a game where you walk into it?
Yeah, they
so
will...
So explain what it looks like.
Yeah, they will go up to the screen, and, you know, they ask for the coin, and then it gives them a Rolodex. And it gives them different calibers of fights.
Like, whether level it be, of hardness?
Yeah, whether it be a small enemies, medium enemies, or a big enemy. But you're fighting either together or against each other.
Oh, okay.
So it's up to you to decide if you want to have a... all-out brawl towards each other, or try to take on, like, a swarm.
Is there a difference in the prizes in the games?
Ooh, true. Prizes make all the difference.
Let's see. I will say, because for everyone at home, the casino is not fully fleshed out, but it is still functioning. Yeah, I will definitely say there is a reward, and I...
For which one?
For both of them, okay. Whether you do against each other will be a certain amount of gold. One of you will get it back, and the other one you could try to team up to get a bigger prize.
Team up.
Wait, I'm sorry. You just God, you fucking got me, bro. He did that.
Oh.
He did it right there.
I was circling.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, y'all. All right, so.
So, yeah, co-op, you could definitely get a certain prize. You don't know what.
You guys get a greater prize for playing co-op?
Yeah.
Cool. I say we do co-op then.
All right, co-op.
Yeah. We'll do co-op.
All right.
Okay. Meanwhile.
Meanwhile, because that's going to take a minute, I would probably go with the heavy enemies if you're going to go co-op.
I'll go with a couple, yeah. I got a couple in here.
And you two, you guys go to the bar, and what are you up to?
Okay, you go first, Diz.
You enter the bar and
you walk
see...
in together, my arms around her shoulder like old friends.
You see other people, all, you know,
set
sort of all kind of chatting, but...
I got stuff to pick from. I don't know if there's, there's the bandits. You can group up a few bandits or group up a couple animals or whatever.
All right. And you see other people. All of them have something in common. All of them have a sort of a sigil... And it kind of, it makes them all,
Look like they're in a band?
Yeah, they're all together, like they're all forming
like a gang.
One group.
Okay, so a gang's in there.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say gang, but every single person has this. You would, automatically assume this is, like, the symbol or a patch of this, company that would like to recruit you.
Oh, okay, and, okay, so a bunch of employees.
Yeah, and this would be... quote unquote, the other monster hunters or other people that work in this company.
Okay. What was the company called again?
You never asked.
Okay.
Yeah. So you see that, and you see the bartender on the left with a long wooden mahogany bar. Mm. It's nice and finished. Has a lot of good carvings on the front of it, on the bottom.
Mm.
Everything in this place so far has been top notch. The only thing it's missing is like the crystal chandeliers, and the only reason that is because they're so snobby as hell.
That's fair.
And a hazard.
Ridiculous hazard. Okay, yes. So, Dizzy and Atreyu, you walk up to the bar, casually chatting to each other.
Do you see that band on their arm? What do you think it means?
I don't know. Do you want to ask them or you want me to ask them?
Well, seeing as my history in bars typically lead to fight.
And you do like to ask a lot of questions, though. That's why I asked if you want
to. I'll order our drinks and you go over and politely start a conversation.
Okay.
All right, so Trey, you're going to get a drink?
Yep.
All right, so you approach the bartender.
Yep.
He's like, all right, man, what are you going to have?
I like your attitude. Let me do full draconic cognacs and... What does that bitch drink?
Bartender looks at me awkwardly because I can't remember what my girl drinks.
Okay, I didn't know if that was out of context or in the game.
It's in the game. My dude literally is forgetting. He's just like, looks over at her, kind of smiles, acts like he knows what he's doing.
Do you want a mermaid shell?
My man.
Are you okay?
Okay. My man. I'll take two.
Alrighty, and then you hand him, say, about 20 silver for the drinks.
Let me take that off.
And,
Wait, is it right here?
Yeah.
So, 30 is
what and, as he's making these, and, wait, you said four draconic cognacs. I'll keep it at 20. That's fine.
I like this bar.
Yeah, you got away with that one. But, as he's, making these drinks and pouring them, he's like, so it kind of seems like you're new here, huh? You don't have a patch. Are you a new recruit?
We are just auditing right now.
Just feeling stuff out. You haven't worked out the contract yet. I feel that.
You seem like you know a few things. What's up with the contract?
Well, this company kind of has a singular goal. You know, just basically monsters. People need our help. As you were recruited, I'm assuming somebody needed your help or you showed off some kind of strength that got a recruiter's attention.
I will say we are kind of badass, my crew and I.
Yeah, and it's probably really weird to notice someone just appear out of nowhere. They give the recruiters teleportation spells to, you know, be able
that
to
get that was a little fishy.
Yeah, they get people easier that way. They're able to, you know, get them there, bring them back, recruit them, you know, easier that way.
So what's with the casino?
In between
just
jobs.
Entertainment.
Yeah, people like to relax, you know. People like to hunt monsters. People like, you know,
make money.
Hard battle. That's somewhere to relax. They get money for their contracts. They want to spend it. It's a good place. It's a solid bet.
What is the draw? I feel like there's some fine print I'm missing.
Other than we give you a job and you go and have fun and kill shit. Get paid. Of course, some jobs have complications, but then you just radio back, and then we assess the situation from there. Whether you need backup, some uncertain power backup, or get the fuck out.
So, it's like a family. You tend to look out for your own.
Yeah.
Because of my pack, we are a group of misfits.
Yeah, my kid plays games a lot. I believe he calls them guilds. I don't know what he's on about, but it's company.
Okay. Thank you for the drinks. I don't want to tell him too much.
Because, like, now the dude is, like, overly friendly to me. And he told me everything without hesitation, so I don't feel a need. And I'm also trying to unwind. I'm just looking to the crowd.
I don't want to influence you because I'm not there.
No, that's fair. That's fair. So I motion over to... So I motion over to Dizzy, and I see her engaging this group of people, talking about her mushrooms and spores, and looking like she's having a good time. So I feel like it's gonna be nice. So I walk over, arms full of drinks, just happy, because I slam two of them before I even walk away. Because obviously I have two arms, I can't carry all these drinks. I'm not gonna make an ass out of myself in a new bar. this isn't Woody's, okay? I motion over to Dizzy like, I got your drizzles. So I slam two. You can see in my eyes like I kind of I'm feeling it. Okay, I'm feeling myself. I'm electric, motherfucker. I'm going. Mm-hmm. So I strut across the bar towards Dizzy to see what she's talking to these folks about.
And I'll say in the time that he was getting his drinks, you approached a small hunter group that is talking to each other, and you introduced yourself and maybe even showed off a little of your mushroom power and your hands grow a little or whatever necrotic energy, and everyone fucking loves it. They're like, that's dope as shit. Like
they eat super, you up. They're eating you up.
They're super welcoming. And you walk up on that.
And trying not to be a dick, I kind of nod to everyone. I mean, because I already look scary because I have a blue dragon face, you know? So I keep that in mind sometimes because I do come off as a dick. But we're at a bar. We're just trying to have a good time. I don't want to start anything right now. I don't feel pressured. So I come over and I set the drinks down in front of Dizzy. And she looks at him with, like, dismay because that's not what she usually drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see the look in her eyes and I just kind of play it off because, like, oh, I'm just fucked up, you know? And I look over at them and I'm like, what's everyone talking about?
It's like, oh, Dizzy, that's super cool. Is this your friend? Hi, my name is Jake.
Hello, Jake. I'm Atreyu.
Nice to meet you.
So, where are you from?
Oh, I'm from the south side of the continent. Over by Coral Coast.
I act like I know where that is.
Like, oh, yeah, we've been there, haven't we, Dizzy?
Yeah, so anything with the bartender?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he seemed to be awfully friendly. He told me it's pretty a good company to work for. And I believe our mates are going to have a great time in the casino. It didn't seem too sketchy. But, hey, I'm just a natural skeptic. What can I say?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The casino is super cool. Yeah, they put in a new VR game as a Bloodbath Dome or something? I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, I bet my boy Sabbath is in there tearing assholes right now.
Yeah, I believe the concept is, like, you could choose to be a monster and then fight other people as a monster. Or you can just team up with people and then go against hordes. And, you know, no one's really won the, like, big prize yet, so it's always a big, you know, mystery what it is. But it's just, like, waves of enemies.
Let me stop you there, mate. If I know my boys, it's in the bag.
I'm going to cut it there, and we're going to go to you guys.
All right. I'm already kind of lit. That's why I'm getting kind of cocky, because, like, those two drinks, I slammed because I couldn't carry them all.
Those two
yeah, that's why.
Dragon cognacs.
Which, I just love, like,
the... Do you like the name?
Yeah. And the difference of reactions I thought would happen. Instead of, this thing hasn't been won before, and now there's only two of them when there could be four and we could win it if it's all of us. Nah, they got it.
Because I'm drunk. Because I'm fucking lit. That's why I'm like...
Green's up in this piece.
Yeah, no. Say, and that's the thing. I know my boys are tearing it down.
Oh, shit.
My boys are tearing it down. And I know they both are ragers, so I already know what's going on. So flash forward to the homies. We are at...
All right. So, you go to you guys, and I'm assuming you already, you have your long rest, and you guys are at max everything. Alright, so, you stand in this magic circle, and you both choose co-op. And, as soon as you both press it, and it readies, and it counts down, 3, 2, 1.
Hold my hand, Sabbath.
And a big noise happens, and next thing you know, you're in the Doom Coliseum.
You're a pin.
And it's essentially, for better or worse, it's the Colosseum from Gladiator. It's okay. That Roman Colosseum.
That's lit. That's lit.
If there's one thing that works, don't, you know, change it. So
it's not broke, no fix it.
Yeah, but as you look around, you see there's the artificial virtual crowd of this magic game that you are in. And you see on the ground the details of blood stain, like, old blood that's been there that hasn't moved. Like, it looks like this is a real thing. You are here. And in front of you, you see pop up round one. And digitized from the bottom magically comes a whole lot of bandits.
Ooh, okay. All right, how many bandits are we talking?
We got three groups of three.
Ooh.
So 9 ski boys.
Ugh. So are they just regular bandits, or are they like different types of bandits with like different skills?
It's four flavors.
They're just ads in the game.
Yeah, they could be typical. All different races and stuff.
So they're just like regular bots. There's nothing in particular about the different groups.
Yeah, these are throwaway grunts like normally in the beginning of the
game. They're your pawns.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah, this is gonna be rough. This is gonna be rough.
And you see, it gives you another 3-second counter. You have exactly 3 seconds, which I'll guess I go 30 seconds for you to get a plan before it jumps off.
So, I already have a plan. So they're all up there together. You kind of hang back. All right, I have to say this, Big Green.
All right, so Sabbath, what I need you to do is hang back here. I'm gonna make a big fucking fog cloud. All right, so blind these dudes, but I'll still be able to see because I can smell them. All right, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna smell them out and kill them. Any of them that come out of the fog are yours.
Sounds like a good idea.
All right,
6, 5, 4.
All right, let's go.
3, 2, 1, and a large horn goes off. Roll initiative.
Okay. Yeah, come on. Fuck. Right, I got 8.
I got 18.
Plus 2. You got 20.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Dope. Yeah, remember, hold back. Like, so you can, like, hold your action, right?
Mm-hmm.
To try and go after me, and then once the shit's popped off, when someone comes out or someone comes forward, then you interject yourself, go get them.
So that's only when they come through the mist.
Yeah, like, if any of them rush towards us at first, they're yours. I'll cover an area in fog, and then everything in that, I'll go and get.
Okay.
You get everything outside the fog, because the fog will blind you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead and pre-roll all of their rolls if you want.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm rolling their initiative.
Okay.
Okay, I got that. Big Green, what is yours?
I got 8.
You got 8 and 7?
I got 18, so it would be 20.
Ooh, you got a big 20. All right, you got that, and you got... And I have 1, and then...
And I'm thinking to myself, 3. Just chilling at the bar, like, I wonder what my boys are doing.
And then enemy 2.
Hmm.
And 3. Oh, fuck. Alright. So first is Sabbath. You see 3 groups of 3 bandits each. All of them are about... I would say about 50 feet in front of you, and they are in a triangle position. So the most head group is 50, and the 2 ones are at least 60 diagonal from it.
I'd say you move like 20 feet ahead.
Okay.
But just, yeah, move that and then hold your action. That's probably the best plan, because I got to get the fog in.
Do I need to roll anything?
No, you're good. Okay. So, you say...
I'm going to go 20 feet and hold my position.
Alrighty, so now you're 30?
Yeah, I'm going to hold his turn.
Alrighty. Do that. And then now that is the first group, which that would be the first group. Alright, they will go... Sabbath is charging forward, so they're going to draw attention to him. They are going to go ahead and try to shoot some crossbows at you. For ease of mind, and for those at home that want to be stickler about the rules, I know there's 3 enemies inside a group, and I'm rolling them as groups, so I will do a 1 roll for all their hits, just to make it easier and a quicker. If you don't like it, it's more fun this way and quicker. So, the first group, they're going to fire crossbows at you, and they are definitely probably not going to hit. 5, 6, 7, 8, the hit... No, definitely not. So they all shoot their crossbows. 3 bolts just whiz past you as you're running forward. And that will be their turn. Next is Big Green.
Alright, so Big Green's coming in. I'm going to start to move forward on them, and I'm going to cast a fog cloud on the whole group of them. So like the back edge of the... It's like 40 feet edge to edge, right? 20 foot radius, so...
Yes.
Edge to edge, 40 feet. And the kind of back edge is on the back of them, so there's space to come forward in the fog.
Okay, so you wanna get all 9 of them in this fog cloud.
Yes.
Which is definitely possible, yes. So okay. Yeah, you definitely do that. They are in fog cloud, and I believe they're basically blinded.
They're entirely blinded. It's super thick. So yeah, they're in there, full blind. And then Big Green's going to, as he's walking forward, he's going to use his first wild shape of the game.
And, yeah, you got wild shapes now.
Yeah. And,
See, what are you going to wild shape into?
I am wild shaping into a brown bear.
Oh, yeah.
Does anyone have a piece of paper so I can write my health down for this?
Yeah. Have it for you. So you do a fog cloud, and then you do your wild shape into a brown bear.
Into a brown bear, and he has a turtle shell on still. So and it does actually count for my AC. It improves my dude's AC.
You just imagine a big brown bear with a turtle shell on?
Yes. And so then he's going to move his full 30 feet. It's all I can do left. To get to the fog cloud.
Alright.
As the bear, he's walking to the fog cloud. I don't know if I get in it yet or not, but...
Alright. Let's say you didn't move, and then you move 30 feet?
Actually, no, I'm a bear. I get 40 feet.
Okay, so you are 10 feet away.
But am I in the fog cloud yet?
I believe not. You said 40 feet back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right in the front of it.
Okay, cool. So... Yeah, then that's all I have for my turn, because I used my action to make the fog cloud.
Alrighty, and that'll be enemy two. That'll be one in the back. They're currently in the fog cloud, and they are blinded. So they're going to just run in a direction, and the last enemy they saw is in front, so they're going to try to run forward. They're going to run out of the cloud, and now get opportunity attack.
Will they? Okay.
Because they're running, and they're going right past yours, actually.
So I should be, like, in the cloud, like, just got inside of it. They're trying to get out, and I can smell them as they're getting past me.
Yeah, because as soon as they pop out, like, they don't see you until the last second, and they're passing through your space. Okay. So you would get an opportunity attack, I believe. No, that's definitely right, because that's within 5 feet. And I learned the cube thing, I remember it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that definitely works. So you would get an opportunity attack. Yeah.
Time for a bear mauling with the claws.
Get him, boy.
18. Yeah, so that definitely hits.
That definitely hits. 18 by itself.
Yeah. And then... So am I hitting one dude or am I hitting, like, multiple dudes?
I'll have the whole three of them as a combined health, but as it goes off by a certain amount of chunk, dude die.
Okay.
And then I'll make the narrow damage.
6 damage plus 4, 10 damage.
Oh, yeah. You, these three guys run out, and you bite one of them as soon as it comes out, and you grab his leg, and you straight up just yank it and break it.
Mm.
This dude is, like, almost dead. He's on death's door with a dead leg.
Fuck him up.
And, that's a bite attack, right?
That's my claw attack, actually.
Oh, claw? Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, you still break a leg. That can do that.
Yes. A full paw snap at the knee.
So, that's them, and they run out, and they get hit. They're going to turn, and, No, they wouldn't hit. Attack opportunity when they, so they'll just keep on running.
If they run past me, then yeah, they
yeah
take attacks.
No, they would.
Yeah, but they're doing a group, so I got a group thing, right? You're running as a group.
Yeah, okay. I mean, they would attack you.
Oh yeah. I mean, they can see me on the edge.
Yeah, so they'll attack, and they have they're up close and personal because you just clawed them and broke one of their buddy's legs, so they're gonna go in for a scimitar attack. Does a 14 to hit?
It's not.
The bear turtle?
Nope.
Alright, then that is their turn. That's all they can do.
Sir Turtley Bear.
And then that's enemy 3. Same reaction. They have to run forward. It's an AI. Yeah, you're going to do it again.
Alright.
They all have to run forward.
Double tap, boy.
Oh, only I rolled a 3.
3, yeah, that's not going to hit. So you won't get that attack of opportunity. And then they will see you and then try to swing again. But I don't think I'm going to hit a bear turtle. Even with my cursed dice.
My AC is lower, technically.
Yeah, that's an 8. That's totally not going to hit. They miss, too. They just swing at swords and they clank off your shell. A big grizzly bear just screaming. and a turtle shell.
That sounds terrifying, dog.
Dude, that's my sleep paralysis demon.
Jesus.
That's a move. But yeah, they miss, and you're just untouchable, and then that is back to Sabbath. You were seeing Big Green just shrug off these attacks and broke a dude's leg.
So what do you do? So, can they see me yet? Okay, yes, well then, I'm going to move forward and attack.
Yeah.
Alright, you got the group that got a leg broken, or you got the new group that hasn't been hit? And then the one in the cloud.
Which one is closest to me?
Both of them, yeah, two at the same distance. Me.
Okay, I'm going to use my rage then.
Okay, you're going to rage, mm-hmm. And then which one are you going for? The left one with the broken leg dude, or the right one with full health?
The one that's already taken damage. The one with the left limp leg.
Alrighty, cool. You gonna do the chainsaw bit?
Yes, I am.
Alrighty. Are you doing the frenzy also? For two attacks?
Yeah, you can do that now.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, do that double slap, boy!
Alrighty.
Oh, yeah, you can't do it this one. You use your bonus action to rage. The next turn, you can do it, though.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, roll your attack, see if you hit.
The... 15.
15, that definitely hits. All right, so roll your damage. And it would be plus an extra two, so yeah.
One.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Three.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight damage. So that would fully kill the broken leg guy. He was on the ground right after he was clawed by the bear turtle. And then you come in. And then you chainsaw the guy's head off, and for the one HP he had left, and then you cleave into the next guy for an extra, what was it, seven damage? An extra?
Yeah.
So you almost kill the next guy in that group.
Cleaving.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cleaving ground, son.
Yeah, those at home, I am applying cleave rules. Don't at me. I like cleave rules.
No, at him. Chris.Gerber94 on Insta, at him.
I don't have an Instagram or Twitter,
you
so fuck it up.
You do, Jimmy. I've tagged you in some podcast shit.
Oh, then Facebook made it for me.
Meow.com. Anyways, keep
bullshit.
Going.
So, yeah.
Then, is that your turn? Yeah. Unless, no, it's, yeah. Then next is enemy one, which is still up in the front. They're still in the cloud.
Can they even get out? Is there enough movement? Like, it's 40 feet wide, right? And they only got like 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. But the other ones were made it forward. Now, is it 40 feet in each direction?
Yeah, every direction.
Oh, well, it's still working out fine, I guess. They would still run into you. Yeah.
I was trying to keep them in there a little bit. They're all running out.
I said I didn't plan for it to be in the middle. That is my bad, but
yeah. Once I said I wanted the back edge to be on them.
Yeah, that would make sense though.
That'd be smart.
Can't really change it now though. Whoop. Okay. So as that, it's their turn. They're gonna run forward. I guess you would get a slap on them too. I guess it's equivalent exchange. I didn't do that right, but you're still getting a free slap on all of them.
Yeah.
All right. So, I guess that works
out.
8
plus 5, 13.
8 plus 5, 13. That should hit. Yep.
All right. Here's my claws again. 7 plus 5,
yeah,
that's 12.
Yeah, you fully kill the guy he cleaved into and the next dude. You just straight up, like, drag the claws through one body and then go to the next.
So we've gotten through the equivalent of a whole group.
Yes. You have now eliminated one of the groups, which should be group two. Alright. And then next would be enemy three, which is on the right.
No. I just got an opportunity to
attack. Oh, yeah, that's an opportunity. Never mind.
It's me.
Oh, yeah, never mind. I crossed wrong one. Yep. Yeah. No, I'm still there. My bad. Alright, yep. Now it is Big Green's turn.
Okay.
So you guys got one group of enemies.
Big Green's
left.
Got. Well, all these dudes have come out of the fog, which kind of fucked up my plan. Didn't work out in my favor. Mm-hmm. So Big Green is going to say, caution to the fucking wind on this.
Just like an old man scientist.
Yeah, and he's going to just go into a rage in his bear form. So he's let out a huge fucking bear roar as he flies into rage and the fog fucking dissipates.
Okay.
And then I'm just going to have to make my two attacks on him.
All right.
Slap.
One with my claws against one of the nearest dudes.
Yeah,
rolled an 18, one. That definitely hits.
That definitely hits.
And then I'll roll my bite attack. Rolled an 11 plus 5 to hit.
Definitely hits.
Okay. This one's going to be 8 plus 6, 14 damage for the claws.
You fully cleave through one of the bandits and you graze the other. It wasn't a super hard hit, but you still did some chip damage to him.
Alright, and this one, 7 damage.
7? The guy that you chipped with the first attack, you kill.
Okay.
And
just bite him and murder him.
And that would leave the last one. So you come in with a claw and completely just shred one guy. And as your arm goes in a downward force, you use that to project your bite forward and just maul this guy's neck that you just clipped with your claw, who you already grabbed with that attack.
Okay.
Double tap.
And then you just look to the final guy. And if a computer could feel fear, it's now.
Nice.
All right, and then after that would be the one sole remaining man that's staring at a turtle bear. He's going to swing.
I swear I did see a man-bear turtle. He hits. Was crazy big. Yeah,
first hit on Big Green.
Yeah, he hits. That'd be, does it, 22?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was about to say.
It wouldn't if I had my shield, but I don't.
Oh my god, and you're raging too.
Yes.
This is going to do nothing.
Well, what kind of damage?
Slashing.
Yep.
That is a 3, 4. I do 4 slashing damage, which goes to 2 slashing damage.
Okay.
Ouch.
Because he's raging.
He's in pain!
Yeah, and these bandits still only have one attack.
Okay.
So yeah, that's all that lone bandit could do after he just saw two other ones ripped in front of him. And then now that is the other group of three. They see this bear. They are in, like, so they're going to fire their crossbows. They're not getting near you.
Yeah, they're shooting. They're learning a fucking lesson.
They're definitely shooting.
They just seen 2-3 packs get fucked.
Ooh, nice.
I got nat 20. Nat 20 on crossbows. Jesus.
Hey, man. I accept it. I'm a big threat. Light me up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Something's getting through.
All right, so that would be double, so 1d8, so it'll be 2. Where is that? There it is. That'll be 11, 12.
12 damage?
12 damage.
Okay. My bear is getting a little bloody after that.
And that is...
Oh, wait, it's minus... 6, though.
Mm-hmm. And now it's Sabbath's turn.
Okay.
You got one group left with 3 guys. Fuck them up. You got 2 attacks.
I want to use my chainsaw. I was going to use the javelin, but I think I want to use my chainsaw. Because I don't know if the javelin's going to hit them or not, so... I figured I'd just check my chances with the chainsaw because that usually hits.
So what, you're going to dash to the crowd and just start fucking slashing?
I want to try to slash as many as I can.
You got reckless attack too. You get advantage if you want.
I'm going to use that then.
Okay.
All right, are you using your frenzy or are you...
He's got a frenzy on already.
Oh, okay. So he's already getting the 2 attacks.
Yeah.
Okay. And advantage, that's 4 rolls. Yeah, he's definitely going to hit.
Rock it, Kyle.
Yeah, do your rolls. It's a d20.
First chainsaw, 7. Do another one. Take the highest. 4, so 7 plus 4.
That'd be 11. 11. 11 will not hit.
Okay, so first miss, but you still got another attack.
So another d20?
Yep. Okay. You get 2 more, take the highest. 9. 15.
Take that. Yep,
15 definitely hits. Mm-hmm. So then roll your damage.
2.
5.
7.
7 plus 4, 11 damage.
11 damage. You fully cleave through one of the guys. You just run up and you're like, okay, I'm going to get some kills.
Slash time!
Just one hit KO, slash through this guy diagonally.
Do you say, so pretty do you much say Texas something?
Chainsaw this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You just
definitely. You say something quirky before you slash it in half or no? Or you just run up and mean business and do it?
I kind of just go up with just no emotion on my face and just slash the shit out of this dude. Just like with a grin cold. On my face, though. Just
cold as hell.
Like just the most evil grin ever, just slashing through this dude from shoulder to waist.
I could totally see your character because, like, you're a nature character, but also, like, you're kind, but also, like, mean like that. And I could see you, like, as a nature person being disrespected by a non-nature enemy, something mm-hmm. that's AI made, so you just have no emotion, yeah. just cleaving through dudes. You're like, this is
I have no real. Qualms. These aren't real.
Yeah.
I take no joy in this.
You just walk through them.
Next.
All right. Then after that, that would be Big Green's turn. You have two guys left in this group.
And this is round one of the game.
Raging Bear. Rage and Bear time. Here come the claws. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have any advantage, nothing. Not 10 sure plus 5, it's 15. And bite. 3 plus 5, that's not going to hit. So I hit with my claws.
Alrighty.
11 plus 17 damage.
So you. That's your claws, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just fully cleave through both of them. You did 17.
Gah, gah. Yeah, one paw each. Take off their heads.
Yeah, literally. And then with that, you see the most celebratory, like non-epic, like confetti come up. Just little sprinkles come up.
Just a little pre-jack.
And then it says end of round one, and then you pop back into the casino. And it says checkpoint, continue, yes, no.
You guys have to choose to put more coins in.
Do we have to do it right now? Or can we, like, send Sabbath to go get them?
It's just waiting on someone's command. If someone were to stay, that it would still notice someone is still there.
Oh, okay, it's like a weighted thing.
So, all right, yeah. Do we want to cut back to them, or do we want to, like,
have yeah, me that's, Sabbath? Yeah, that's what I was going to do. Yeah, I was going to cut over.
Okay. Next we got.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, and then after your guys' round one and you're back recuperating for a second, back to you guys while this is happening.
Yeah.
you just said that, you're like, nah, they got this.
Yeah.
So, you just said that Kurt and Big Green definitely got this game. Now, how are you going to continue your conversation with your new friends?
Honestly, I wouldn't even call them new friends. I would just call them acquaintances, I'm a small, tight butthole circle kind of guy. I barely fuck with you guys. Why would I want more friends? That's just the way dragons go.
Yeah, they're all loners.
Y'all are cool. I mean, he's my reptile homie. We smoke dragon jays. He's misunderstood, but scary, so he's a good defender. She intrigues the shit out of me, so she, you know, y'all keep me on my toes. So I just turn to her and dead nuts because I'm kind of getting drunk. I grab my other drink, slam it, look at her, wink, and she keeps talking to him. And they might still be talking to me, but I'm just staring at her like because I'm buzzed. She's continuing conversation. I slam my fourth one. I look at her and I'm like, "Oh, you gotta find the guys," and I just bolt. Towards the casino to see what you guys are doing, leaving her in the dust. I'm drunk. I'm pissed drunk, because, you know.
I totally thought I was going a different direction.
Des, what do you do? Dizzy?
Yeah, you just see it.
Because you just see me just look at you drunk as fuck, and I just turn around and beeline towards where the boys are.
Well, I guess I'm gonna follow you because you winked at me and I don't know what that could mean because you just bolted off.
I could be ready for some full-on fuck shit. And she's supposed to watch me tonight.
We are at a bar, and every time we're at a bar, shit just gets real.
See, maybe that's why Atreyu left, because he felt it.
Big Green to get on his back because you need protection.
Oh my god, I can totally see that being like a sudden like inner instinct when he gets trashed. He's like, Big Green shoulders.
I need my beanbag. Beanbag! I kick open the casino door and yell, Beanbag!
When they come in there, they just see me and fucking Big Green and Sabbath just like chest bumping after their fucking.
Bro down, win, like yeah. Full on bro down. Yeah, bro! Sabbath's like, that was great.
That was awesome.
So I kick through the like swinging doors and I'm smashed. You all see it.
Yeah, a like, lot of people.
Beanbag!
A lot of people do turn like all of a sudden this like. To marvel of the drunken sight.
The drunken blue dragon wizard. I'm wearing some fly shit, but I'm about to throw up. It's happening.
And it's
coming.
And it's almost beautiful that you just simultaneously made an entire room stop what they do and
just
look over.
Like,
you know,
like cut the record quiet.
And all of them simultaneously think, beanbag?
and then that's where we're going to leave it. My drunk ass is walking in, kicking the doors open. You guys, like, are mid-bro down, and you just look over at me and just, like, shock.
And that is where we'll end our episode.